My name is Jerry Hopping. I've obviously been here way too many times before. I'm a real estate broker. I have a property management company. We own over 50, or we manage over 50 plus homes throughout St. Louis County. The one thing that I have not announced is that I am also a Glasgow Village trustee. This bill, Ms. Marrero said that Glasgow Village is one of the focuses of this bill, and well, I applaud again the time its goals. The trustees actually were excited about this bill a week ago when they got a phone call from Ms. Mayor's office asking for support, until they sat down and read the bill. When they read the bill, you have a now letter in front of you in which the Glasgow Village trustees, four out of five of the trustees, couldn't get in touch with the fifth one, signed that along with one of the most vocal residents we have, that basically says, do not sign this bill. It is not what we want. It is not going to affect the community. If you actually look at the 28 houses that I handed out last week and showed you that those are the worst of the worst in Glasgow Village, not one of those will be affected by this bill. They will continue to rot. That is not what we wanted. That is a year and a half ago when Mr. O'Meara actually was in a meeting with us, trustees. He said this bill was going to come out. We looked forward to it. We waited 6 months to get our hands on it. When we finally got our hands on it and read it, there was actually another trustee meeting with Bob McCullough and Mr. O'Meara in it, and our questions were simple. There's existing laws on the books to handle this. So what makes us think, again, that you're going to enforce this law? Why won't you just enforce the existing laws? Mr. McCullough just sat there and said, that's not in my department. He doesn't do that. That was not a good feeling. I think that, again, the 28 properties, if you look at those, you need to focus the bill on the absentee landlords. The people who are voting for this, the four out of seven has been the consistency. I think you need to stop. You need to ask yourself why. And you need to say, am I listening to my constituents? If you were, you'd be voting no. If that's not the reason you're voting for this, and it's because of peer pressure or something else, I'd ask you to do something else again, and that is look back and ask, why the heck were you elected? You were there to represent your people. Mr. Stinger, in your inaugural comments, you made a comment about the people have been heard and that there's a new time. Well, if this bill continues on its current course with I've got the votes, I'm moving forward, then nothing new has changed. It's the same old crap.
Next speaker is Kathy Davis, followed by Joe Orr.
Jen, you said my name, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's hard for me to hear. Hi, I'm Kathy Davis. I'm an attorney, and my law firm of four attorneys represents several thousand landlords in the greater St. Louis area and some of the rural counties that are nearby. I've been doing eviction work for over 30 years. It's a substantial part of my firm. And we're busy enough that I can tell you that my landlords, my housing providers, are eager to evict bad tenants. This bill will not help them. This bill will not, as you've heard from many people, alleviate the issue of abandoned properties. Secondly, it is very technically difficult to evict one person from a household because of the legal technicalities involving the nature of tenancy, and in addition, the issue of evicting a child from a family group and that kind of thing. It is difficult to do it. We've had that problem come up before, and you generally have to evict the whole group or none at all. You may know that in St. Louis County, or you may not know technically how evictions work here, but once we get the judgment from the judge that we can evict someone, after 10 days, the sheriff posts a notice on the property and then makes an appointment with the landlord to go to the property, and the locks are changed. And the tenant's belongings, if they are not removed, are by state statute for the landlord to do with as they will, and the tenants can no longer get back in the property. There's not an option of putting one person out and not another through our state eviction laws. This bill also seems to me to be discriminatory. Partly, I'm very disturbed by its focus on four families and less. I can tell you that my complex landlords have just as many bad tenants and evictions per capita as the small landlords of small properties do. And I think that alone would not withstand a legal challenge. I think it's also, in many parts of its wording, ambiguous, discriminatory, and poorly drafted, and it's not likely to survive a legal challenge. I can tell you that the lions are going to lay down with the lambs. Zach, who will tell you that I'm the devil because I evict all the people, and I and many other landlord groups and tenant groups will get together to file a legal challenge to this bill if it's passed as is. And Mr. County Councilor, I'd be delighted to discuss technicalities at length with you. 3 minutes is not enough time, but I really am concerned with 825-500 Pren 2 with respect to what you believe is the limited power of the bill to evict. I think it's more extensive than you think. And I would like to offer my help and advice in drafting a better bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Orr, followed by Gene Hutchins.
My name is Joseph Ford. I own a most of properties. I personally own 46 properties in unincorporated St. Louis County. I have never once moved a tenant in without getting an occupancy permit. So I'm not sure why that's an issue. I always put my name on the occupancy permit. I don't see why that couldn't be required. I think that's a really simple solution to the contact problem that Robert Rink is having. I like Robert, I've worked with him personally. I haven't always had the best tenants. I like it being able to get those tenants out. This bill doesn't do that for me. Now, I'm gonna piggyback on what Kathy said. It's not fair that apartment complex owners aren't included in this. People commit crimes in apartment complexes just as much as they commit crimes in single family residences. Also, why is it assumed that the drug problem and these six violations that we're going to be forced to remove a single person? I read the bill. I understand that it's not a whole family. You're trying to get the one person out. But why is it assumed that those six activities only occur in Glasgow Village? There's West County unincorporated properties. Is this bill going to get evenly enforced throughout those counties as well? Because if it doesn't, then this is really going to seem like you're being racist. It's going to be a Ferguson issue if this does not get evenly enforced. West County, North County, South County. I manage over 250 units. I manage in North County. I manage in West County. I manage in St. Charles. I have units that cross the spectrum. And I'm telling you that crimes happen in all those neighborhoods. These crimes will happen. Then the public director is going to have to make his discretionary decision whether or not to enforce this ordinance in those areas as well as in Glasgow Village. And if it's within his discretion not to enforce in those areas but enforce in here, then you are going to have an extreme legal challenge, not just from tenants but from landlords and the civil rights groups, because that you can't apply one set of rules to one set of people and another set of rules to another set of people and call this America. You just can't. I'll leave it with that.
Next speaker is Gene Hutchins, followed by Kathy Armbruster.
I'm Gene Hutchins. I live at 9447 Radio Drive in Afton. We've heard a lot of comments about Bill 204. The only thing I can add is, for everything that you've heard, and you've heard how poorly crafted it is, how questionable it is, it's of dubious legality, and I was delighted to hear an attorney say they will challenge you in court on it. If you vote for this the way it is, then you just can't fix stupid. I'm sorry, folks. I am concerned about the TIF in Alton or in Afton. I don't like TIFs, okay, because it takes away money from the school districts and the fire district. If that develops, the fire district will probably have more service calls for what things that happen in shopping districts. Retailing has changed. You've probably got an investor out there who bought and overpaid for the property and has long got to look for find a way to lower the rents, and so they're looking to the TIF to do that. Okay? I shouldn't have to bear the cost of his overpaying for that property. I don't think anybody should have to. They made a bad decision on the purchase price. That's their problem. I would respectfully request that you not convene that TIF authority to consider that. Thank you.
Final speaker this evening is Kathy Armbruster.